We left her headed and God knows where. In latitude 49, with a cargo of deal for Puget Sound and a bow blown off by a mine. Saw her just as the sun went down, and I saw her floating still. And I hope them deal will let her sink before too long's his bill. It weren't no use to stand by her. She could neither sail nor steer, with the better part of 1,000 miles between her and Cape Clear. The sea was up to her waterways and gaining fast below, and I'd like to think that she went to her rest as a good ship ought to go. For it's bitter hard on a decent ship, look at it like you may, when she's worked her traverse and done her trick and sailed with the best in her day, to be floating around like a 9-day dance on a western ocean swell, with never one to hand and reef or ring or strike her bell. No one to stand by her halyard pins when it's coming on the blow, never the cry of Rio Grande, the watch is step and go. There's the seabird sitting along the rails and calling the whole day through, like the souls of long dead sailor men that used to be her crew. No one to watch her binnacle land and light the masthead light, or scourge her planking or scrape her seams when the days are sunny and bright. No one to sit on her hatch and smoke and yarn when the day is done, and say that gear needs reefing, some fine dog watch my son. Never a port in all her ports for her to fetch again. Nothing, only the sea and sky, the sun, the wind and rain. It's cruel hard on a decent ship, and so I'll tell you true, that I'd like to think that she went to her rest as a good ship ought to do.